Hurricane Harvey has now been downgraded to a tropical storm, but it is slamming into the coast of Louisiana today. And we continue to see images and reports of catastrophic flooding, of devastation, of people who are so desperate for help and relief coming out of Texas. And, you know, it can be so overwhelming, but there are teams on the ground already who are reaching out to these people to bring some help and some relief. And one of those organizations is Samaritan's Purse International. And on the phone with me this morning, we have Chandler Saylor. She is with the disaster relief team at Samaritan's Purse. Good morning, Chandler.
Good morning, Darla.
I know you guys are so busy, but, you know, I tell you, as I look at the reports, as I look at the images, to me, it can be so, so overwhelming. How does an organization like Samaritan's Purse even begin to offer help and support and relief in a situation like this?
Well, prayerfully, as you and I talked about a moment ago, and then we have lots of people working behind the scenes constantly to prepare volunteers for us and to have our days planned out as well as we can with a disaster. You don't always know what you're getting into, but we have lots of people praying for us. We have the Billy Graham Evangelical Association on the ground with us. Mm. They send chaplains to go side by side with our volunteers. So we have a great team of people here on the ground as well as in Boone and in North Carolina supporting us.
How much have you actually been able to do so far? I know getting into some of these areas is almost impossible right now. What have you been able to do as an organization?
So here in Victoria, where we're currently located, we are able to go out into the community. We're seeing a lot of wind damage and trees on houses, trees uprooted, some roofs have been displaced, that sort of thing. So yesterday we actually had 99 volunteers out in the community tarping roofs, cutting up trees, pulling limbs to the side of the road. And we are able to be very active here right now.
Mm, so that work has already begun. I've seen reports where some of the shelters are now taking on water. So these people who have been displaced from their homes are probably going to have to be moved again. And where are they going to go? It's just, what do you see as you look into the faces of some of these people who are just, they've lost everything and they're at the mercy of this storm?
Absolutely. I think there's a little bit of shell shock in some faces. But here in Victoria, as our volunteers are interacting with the residents, there's just a great sense of gratitude. They're very thankful that, you know, these organizations, along with Samaritan's Purse, are showing up to help and support their community.
Mm. Now, there's a really cool video, maybe you've seen it, of a group of gospel singers at one of the shelters that broke out in song. And it has gone viral, just bringing chills and inspiration to so many different people. Do you find that people seem to be more open to the gospel in a tragedy like this?
I absolutely think they are. People are kind of at their last end, and they start looking to things beyond the physical. When your home's been destroyed, you start to realize, you know, there's got to be more than this. Mm-hmm. So they do start to look into the spiritual things, and that gives us the perfect segue to come in and give them the option and tell them, hey, there's a God and he absolutely loves you. And that's what our volunteers are out doing.
Mm. You know, there's a lot to be done, and it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in a matter of days or weeks. It's going to take months. And I'm sure for many, it's going to take years to rebuild. So what does Samaritan's Purse do in this process?
Yeah, so we'll stay here, and we will help in the different communities that we are located in for as long as we can help. As long as the work is in our scope and we have people's names and addresses, then we'll stay here and we'll continue the work. As far as rebuild, we consider that in some areas, but I can't speak to that.
Mm-hmm. Again, the needs are almost overwhelming to us, but it's going to take a lot of financial resources and also a lot of volunteer power to get in there and to help these people, yeah, you know, get back on their feet. What specifically does Samaritan's Purse do, or do your volunteers do?
So if anyone is interested in volunteering with us or getting involved in this particular situation, I would encourage them to go to samaritanspurse.org to see those different options. Here on the ground, our volunteers, we're going to use a wide variety of skill sets, but some of those are going to include just pulling limbs, cutting up trees, tarping roofs, and that sort of thing. But we can use anyone who's willing to come and serve, we'll find a place for them.
Many, many, many volunteer opportunities, so much that needs
Absolutely.
To be done. And with each of us getting in there and perhaps using our particular skill set or, you know, whatever we can do, our manpower, we can make a difference and we can help these people. You know, I was thinking yesterday about kids who are seeing and being exposed to all of these news reports, and it can be really overwhelming for them as well. And I was thinking, you know, even if you get your kids alongside you and you can go online with them and make a donation to an organization like Samaritan's Purse and saying, you know what, this is something that we as a family can do to help these other people. That may, you know, may go away a long way towards empowering them and encouraging them that they can make a difference from right where they are here in our state of Wisconsin.
Absolutely. Giving the kids opportunities to see that kind of work. And if they're 14 and older, they can come and serve with us as long as they're with a parent.
Great. Well, we do have all of your contact information posted on our website as well as on our social media. So if you missed the web address, you can stop by the Praise Network website and find it there as well. Chandler, thank you for taking time to talk with us today. Our hearts and our prayers are with you and the people of Texas and Louisiana as you're trying to recover from this storm.
Ma'am, thank you, Darla, for having me.
Thank you. You have a good day, and we'll touch base with you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.